Have you heard the latest national news making media headlines? National Geographic, that 128-year-old magazine, has decided in all its wisdom to put the photograph of a 9-year-old child on its January cover. Why a 9-year-old? Well, this particular child, Avery Jackson, was born a boy, but in 2012 decided he was actually a girl. That's right. National Geographic is using a child to advance the cause and platform of the transgender movement. Now remember, transgenderism used to be a mental disorder. It used to be something that would send a child or an adult experiencing this disorder to the psychiatrist's office for treatment. Nowadays, in modern America, we have to embrace this or else be faced with the charge and accusation of being biased and discriminatory. But the bigger problem with this issue, aside from the breakdown of the traditional family unit that it brings, is that it's completely unbiblical. Remember, God created humans. Genesis speaks to God creating mankind in his own image. In the image of himself, he created them, both male and female, he created them. So to believe that transgenderism is simply a choice or it's simply a mistake of nature, one would have to believe that God made a mistake. And that's just not possible. We shouldn't buy into this lie. We shouldn't buy into the transgender movement. And we should take a firm stand as Christians and as Bible believers in the traditional family unit. I'm Cheryl Chumley, taking a stand for Jesus in a land of darkness. If you like what you hear, please check me out on my website, CherylChumley.com.